Oh, hi there. Hello, and welcome to Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. I'm your aptly named host. It's the 250th show. Woohoo! This is going to be a great one. We have a new sponsor, Pursuant. They're a full-service fundraising agency with lots of tools and intelligence for small and mid-sized shops, organizations just like yours. Pursuant.com. They're a perfect fit with our mission and our listeners, and I'll have more to say about them later. Welcome, Pursuant, our newest sponsor. Oh, I'm glad you're with me. I'd be stricken with familial histiocytic reticulosis if I inherited the mere notion that you missed today's show. It's our 250th show and fifth anniversary. With me as co-host is going to be Claire Meyerhoff. She's our creative producer. We have music, comedy, giveaways, and fast talking. All our regular contributors are going to be with us. That's Maria Semple. She's here in the studio. Gene Takagi and Amy Sample Ward are going to call in. Plus the composer of our theme music, Scott Stein, and fast-talking auctioneer and bid caller, Bobby D. Ellert. Who is going to win the Work Week Hustle Walking Challenge between me and Adam Weinger? You're going to be glad you're with us. On Tony's Take Two, I got to say thank you. Farewell to our sponsor, Opportunity Collaboration, the unconference on poverty alleviation that will ruin you for every other conference. It's not until October, and they're 93% sold out. So glad that Nonprofit Radio helped them get that far. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be at this unconference in Ixtapa, Mexico in October. If making connections with people reducing poverty will help you do your work, check it out quickly because it is definitely going to sell out. OpportunityCollaboration.net. Thanks so much for having been a sponsor of Nonprofit Radio. You can join today's show on Twitter. We're live tweeting the show. Use the hashtag NonprofitRadio. I'm pretty thrilled about today. One of the reasons I'm thrilled is because we have two cool guests in the studio who you know. And I'm going to bring on first Claire Meyerhoff. She is Nonprofit Radio's creative director. Was anybody hearing what I just said? Okay, this is live, and we got a problem with my mic. It's been working for 249 shows. On 250, it's not up to the task. All right, I'm going to introduce Claire Meyerhoff again, because people should know that aside from being the show's creative director, she has a deep background in radio. WTOP in Washington, CNN's Washington Bureau, ABC Radio, and a host at Sirius XM. And now she's editorial director at Plan Giving Marketing.
That's me. Now I'm a Plan Giving Marketing specialist.
Just in case. And if people heard me introduce you twice, I think that's fine.
That's okay.
I don't mind that. And on Twitter, she's at Claire Says. That's S-E-Z. Yes, since I was calling it, the first couple shows were the Tony Martinetti Show. And I was not as well known as George Clooney.
That right, so the I point suggested you add Nonprofit Radio. And now it's on the mic flags. It's on everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's
we're cool. Thank you.
You've been
since the very beginning.
Since we had dinner at Ruth's, Chris, and Carrie North
and
Carolina.
I said, you know,
like,
I'd like to do something like this.
Yeah.
Yes, you tried to talk me out of it.
Show?
Maria Semple is also here in the studio. She is the Prospect Finder, of course, our monthly contributor on prospect research, trainer and speaker on that subject, prospect research. Her website is theprospectfinder.com. Her book, which is now a free download on her site, you grab it, it's valuable. Panning for Gold, Find Your Best Donor Prospects Now, because she's working on a new book, which we're going to hear about. She's our doyen of dirt cheap and free ideas. Follow her on Twitter at Maria Semple. Welcome to the studio, Maria.
Hey there. Thanks for having me today.
It's so cool. I'm glad you're here. We're always talking on the phone.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited to be here for the 250th show. This is good stuff.
Thank you very much. I went back. You were first on Nonprofit Radio on October 1st, 2010. So almost 5 years ago. You were a guest then. That was our 12th show, 250 today. That was show number 12. And then you started becoming a monthly regular contributor with the August 12th, 2011 show.
That's good stuff.
So call it 4 years.
Absolutely.
Let's call it. Next month will be a 4-year anniversary.
Absolutely.
I know you brought some of your top tips we're going to talk about throughout the show. So you'll have some ideas from our doyen of Dirt Cheap and Free. Let's see where we are. I think it's time to give away something. We got a bunch of giveaways for today, and our first giveaway is a bag of Keurig coffee, and this is going to Maxine Smeaton. She messaged me, quote, "I live in London, but came to a Foundation Center event you presented when I was in New York City. I've been downloading the podcast ever since. Thank you." Oh, no. Maxine, thank you. A bag of Keurig coffee is going to be coming your way. Keurig does great, great work with dental care for their coffee bean farmers. And Claire Meyerhoff, why don't you tell us a little more about Keurig Coffee?
Well, Keurig Coffee directly connects coffee lovers with farmers and families who harvest the finest organic coffee beans. With every cup of Keurig, you join our effort to expand sustainable dental care to remote communities around the world. We are a direct trade coffee company with direct impact brought directly to you, creating organic smiles beyond the cup.
That's beautiful. What a trained voice. So, Maxine, congratulations. You're going to get a bag of coffee from Keurig. And I thank you very, very much, Maxine, for loving Nonprofit Radio. Thanks for downloading it and listening all this time. One of our 10,000 plus podcast listeners. And we're going to be doing some live listener love, of course. We got tons of live listeners. That's of course, going to be coming along with affiliate affections and podcast pleasantries. Let's see. I would like to move to. We have some music. Scott Stein is the writer and the composer and singer of Cheap Red Wine, and that is our theme song. And Scott unfortunately is booked with a gig. He's actually music directing a show here in New York called Held Momentarily, about six strangers stuck on a stalled subway car. That's why it's called Held Momentarily, because if you're in the subways in New York, we are being held momentarily due to traffic ahead of us. It's a musical comedy, and it's part of the New York Musical Theater Festival. And if you are interested, you can find tickets at nymf.org, because our Scott Stein is music director for that show, Held Momentarily. And so I went to his studio, I recorded him, and here is Scott Stein. Scott Stein, welcome to the 250th show. So glad you could be a part.
All right, well, thank you for having me, and congrats on 250.
Thank you, man. Thanks.
Yeah, this is a really nice milestone for you.
Thank you. You've been with me, the music has been, and through you, it's been probably a couple of years now, I think.
Yeah, that sounds about right. It's it's funny, I've been with you sort of, I was going to say in spirit, but I've been with you in sort of bits and pieces. And then, but in person, well, I was there for 200.
Right, 200,
and now,
for sure.
And now for 250.
Yes. So. And I have your music licensed?
Yes,
this is not,
indeed.
I'm bona fide.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all up and up. And, you know, I love the song. So, can we hear Cheap Red Wine?
Yes, we can.
Cool.
All
on
right.
your upright in your studio apartment.
Yes, this is
apartment studio, I should say. It's not a studio apartment.
Yeah, it's a one bedroom, but
yes. apartment studio.
Indeed. All right, here we go. Out just to what you mean. You're singing romantic advice from a billboard on that, looking for answers up on a TV screen. And we can't agree on nothing. We can't tell our ups from our downs. We're disappointed in each other. Not to the baby, ain't this love that we found.
Competition the day when I'm a wealthier man.
hearts and mind. Nobody is waiting in line. Oh, we're just like cheap red wine.
So much for being part of the 250.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, and for you know, supporting your independent artists like me.
Absolutely, so, love it. Thank
congrats.
You very much.
Welcome, all right,
Scott. Cool, Scott Stein. So glad he could be part of the show.
Scott is awesome. You're so lucky to have him. He's so talented.
Cheap Red Wine. I love that show. The other people. Yep. It's a cool song. It's ideal. Okay, we're gonna go away for a couple minutes break. Coming up, Maria has got some. Prospect research tips. We got more giveaways, comedy, and that work week hustle walking challenge. Me versus Adam Weinger. Let's see who's going to win. I think I'm going to wipe the floor with him. Stay with us.
What's not to love about nonprofit radio? Tony gets the best guests. Check this out from Seth Godin.
This is the first revolution since TV 1950 and Henry Ford 1920. It's the revolution of our lifetime.
Here's a smart, simple idea from Craigslist founder Craig Newmark.
Yeah, insights or in presentation or anything, people don't really need the fancy stuff. They need something which is simple and fast.
When's the best time to post on Facebook? Facebook's Andrew Noyes knows.
At traffic is at an all-time high around 9 a.m. or 8 p.m. So that's when you should be posting your most meaningful posts.
Here's Aria Finger, COO of DoSomething.org.
Young people are not going to be involved in social change if it's boring and they don't see the impact of what they're doing. So you got to make it fun and applicable to these young people, because otherwise a 15 and 16-year-old, they have better things to do. They have Xbox, they have TV, they have their cell phones.
Amit Dar is the founder of Idealist.
It took 2 or 3 years for foundation staff to sort of deign to add an email address to their card. It was phone. This email thing is weird. And plus, why should I give it away?
Charles Best founded DonorsChoose.org.
Somehow they've gotten in touch, kind of offline, as it were.
Yeah.
And they'll do exchanges of brownies and visits and physical gift.
Mark Echo is the founder and CEO of Echo Enterprises. You may be wearing his hoodies and shirts. Tony talked to him.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big believer that it's not what you make in life. It's you know, it's how you make people feel.
This is public radio host Majora Carter.
Innovation is in the power of understanding that you don't just, you know, put money on a situation and expect it to heal. You put money on a situation and invest it and expect it to grow.
And savvy advice for success from Eric Saperstein.
What separates those who achieve from those who do not is in direct proportion to one's ability to ask others for help.
The smartest experts and leading thinkers are on Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big Nonprofit Ideas for the Other 95%.
Welcome back to Big Nonprofit Ideas for the Other 95% and our 250th Nonprofit Radio. Got to do the live listener love. Gadsden, Alabama. St. Louis, Missouri. Hubert, North Carolina. Augusta, Maine. San Francisco, California. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And there are others, but to those listeners in those cities, live listener love going to you. Let's go abroad. Lindenhurst, New York. No, that's not abroad. I'm sorry. That's Long Island. That's not very nice.
Yeah.
And Claire Meyerhoff.
Stop talking about it.
Claire Meyerhoff's a Long Island girl.
What the no. fuck are you talking about?
Live listener love to Lindenhurst. And also Beaumont, Texas, live listener love. But now we can go abroad. Tokyo, always checking in. Always grateful for our Tokyo listeners. Live listener love, konnichiwa. Also Seoul, South Korea. Multiple Seoul listeners. As always, it's remarkable. So loyal. Annyeonghaseyo to our Korean listeners. Maria Semple's got some prospect research tips. What did you do? Go back and comb your 4 years of nonprofit radio, or what would you do?
No. You know, I decided to just pull out some tips that I'd be using if I were just talking to somebody or just doing a speaking engagement, just sort of the top sites that I think people should be aware of. So I brought a few of those with me today if you want me to talk about
them. Yes, you're our doyen of dirt cheap. So talk about a site, please.
Okay, great. So, you know, I'm a fan of, I've talked about this before, setting up alerts. So I wanted to remind everyone that
yes.
you can set up those Google alerts. And the other two that I've been actually getting a lot more hits on since I set it up for your show to test it, actually, was talkwalker.com and mention.net. I get so many more hits on that than I do on Google alerts. And the reason why I had tested it a couple of years ago on your show was because I'd read an article that Google might be doing away with their alert service at some point.
Right. We talked about it. And even if they hadn't done away with it, it was not very robust.
Right.
It was disappointing.
Yep. And then the results continue to go down. So
right.
I definitely love the talkwalker.com. And so my advice around using those would be, set them up for your top 10 donors. You know, put their names in an alert so that if something comes up about them, you can call them, congratulate them. Hopefully
cool.
not commiserate, but
right. Okay. And I've since we talked about it, I've been using both of those. I use TalkWalker and Mention.net, different ones, because they each allow you a couple for free.
Right.
So I have different alerts set up on each of those.
Right.
Okay. Cool. What else? What else you got?
Well, I thought we would also spend a few minutes talking about Noza Search, because it's definitely one of those sites that has both a free and a fee based component to it. So for free, you can do some foundation research on Noza site. But it's also a great compilation if you're doing individual research. So they have various levels where you could either pay for a month or pay for a year. So it's a good pay-as-you-go type of service. So that's why I kind of think it falls under that dirt cheap
okay,
category.
Say a little more about Noza.
So Noza enables you to go in and input an individual's name, for example, and be able to actually find out if they've given any major gifts to any organizations. So it's an opportunity to, as you're doing in-depth donor research on those higher net worth individuals, find out where they're donating gifts.
Claire Meyerhoff, this sounds valuable stuff, right?
Well, I'm thinking about how we might apply it to our planned giving marketing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we really like to know more about our donors, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a pretty valuable service. So I think it falls under Blackboard now, if I'm not mistaken. But it's certainly an opportunity for you to check it out, because they have both free and fee-based stuff. So
cool. Okay, so there is some free to it, right?
In keeping with
the doyen.
Yep.
Okay, we have I believe we have Amy Sample Ward has called in. Amy Sample Ward, are you there?
Hey,
how are you doing?
I am. I've been on for a while. I wasn't sure how to most nicely interrupt.
No. Okay, you've been on for a while. All right, I'm not sure Sam saw you, but I'm glad you're there. We got to introduce you, of course, CEO of Nonprofit Technology Network, N10, which runs that very cool Nonprofit Technology Conference where we got 25 outstanding, excellent, smart people interviews. Her most recent co-authored book, Social Change Anytime Everywhere, and you can follow her on Twitter at Amy R.S. Ward. Hello!
Hello!
You have been on Nonprofit Radio since the 100th show. That was the first show you were on.
Exactly. I know. I was actually thinking about it today. 250 shows. I started to do the mental math, and then I decided to not do the mental math of how long that has been.
it's 3 years. We do 50 shows a year.
Yeah.
And you've been since the 100th, so 250 minus 100, 150 divided by 3. Yeah. Divided by 50. 3 years. Yeah, so that's a good run. Thank you so much for being on the show almost every month.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for not getting tired of me after 3 years.
No. What's going on there at N10? What are you guys focusing on out there in Portland, Oregon?
Well, I'm currently calling you from a rest stop on the side of the highway because Max and I are on vacation.
Max is your husband. Oh, you're doing this for us while you're on vacation?
Yeah. I mean, we're just at the start.
Thank you.
Hence being on the highway at a rest area.
All right. Where are you? What city or what highway?
I have no idea what city. I don't know that this is a city. There's okay. mostly forest.
Are you in Oregon?
I believe we're on Highway 97.
Are you in Oregon even?
We're still in Oregon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're in Oregon. Okay.
Southern Oregon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And where are you headed on this great vacation?
We're headed down to Lake Tahoe.
Ooh, oh my, that's a long drive. You got a long drive.
Oh, that's lovely.
That is.
Yeah, we're about a third of the way through already.
Okay.
We got up early. Yeah.
Okay.
But I think back in the office, you know, everybody's pretty excited because last week was the orientation week for the 16 Digital Inclusion Fellows. So those 16 folks are all now post-orientation out in their 8 different cities, working with their host organizations on digital inclusion programs. So that piece is all in motion, and now everybody's kind of locked in planning for the September conference, the Leading Change Summit.
Okay, yes, which I will be at. I have my my charity registration web idea. I'll bring wireframe and looking for some beta testers when we get to that stage. So, yeah, I'm going to be with you for Leading Change in, when are we doing that? September, right? 13 to 16th.
Yep, September 13th through 16th in D.C.
I remember. Yep, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for doing this while you're on vacation. Give our regards.
Oh, my gosh.
Send live listener love to Max, your husband, please.
I will.
And drive safely and have a wonderful, wonderful time in Lake Tahoe.
Awesome. Thank you. And you all have a wonderful time finishing the rest of the 250th show.
Yes, we are. It's great time. Thank you so much, Amy.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye. Amy Sample Ward, gotta love her, CEO of N10, the nonprofit technology network. Claire Meyerhoff, you gave quite a little ooh and ah there. Have you been to Lake Tahoe?
I have been to Lake Tahoe. It's one of my favorite beautiful places.
Why? I have never been. Tell me.
Well, like North Lake Tahoe is kind of cool because you have like the old-fashioned Cal Neva Lodge, and that's where like Marilyn and Sinatra hung out, and the Cal Neva Lodge actually straddles the state line of California and Nevada. So there's like a line right through it.
Cool.
So it's just, you know, it's kind of a historical place. It's also, if you're a fan of Godfather 1, I believe it is. Is that when they're out in Lake Tahoe?
No, 2. Isn't that where he moves to 2? Yeah. When Michael is in charge of the family.
Yeah, they're in Lake Tahoe, and the house gets shot up and stuff.
Right,
that's Lake Tahoe as well.
Yes,
so,
right.
You know, right. If you're a fan of the Godfather series, as I am.
Okay.
You like Lake Tahoe, you like Cuba, you like all the settings.
We are going to give away, we have another giveaway, Claire, and we're going to give away the Planned Giving Marketing Prize, which is...
Well, congratulations to the winner of the prize sponsored by the company that I work for, Planned Giving a Marketing. That's pgmarketing.com. We're based in Pennsylvania, and we help all kinds of nonprofits with their Planned Giving marketing. We are not part of the Planned Giving Industrial Complex.
Okay.
We actually help you. And so please visit our website. We have a great gift for you. It is a $50 Visa gift card.
Cool. And that is going to Give More 24 in Vancouver, Washington. Because they were just so sweet. They tweeted, "Happy birthday, Nonprofit Radio," and I just thought that was so sweet. You know, it's simple, but it says it.
It's wonderful.
Happy birthday, Nonprofit Radio. So they are at GiveMore24. They are a giving day. It's coming up in September. I think it's September 15th for their region. But certainly check them out on Twitter.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that organization? That's GiveMore24. I don't know anything about them.
Well, that's why I was just saying that they're supporing a.
I have a processing issue. It's like I hear things and I'm still processing it.
They are about a local giving day, a giving day around the Vancouver, Washington area, trying to get
people to, you know, like
so they help Tuesday. All charities in the Vancouver area.
Yeah, charities.
Oh, that's awesome.
Charities encourage
Vancouver,
people to
Washington,
give.
Which is not Vancouver, Canada.
Of course not. No, no, this is the state of Washington, the United States of America.
It's our Vancouver,
right?
Our very own Vancouver.
And you can check them out because they're GiveMore24 on Twitter at GiveMore24
at GiveMore24.
The number 24
on Twitter.
Yes.
I'm going to tweet them right now.
Just like you are at Claire Says SEZ.
Okay.
Okay.
I will do that.
All right. I think we have a little something, Claire. Since you are a planned giving marketing specialist, I have a question that I want to ask you a very important
planned giving marketing question.
About whether it's smart to be including charitable gift annuity rates on in marketing.
Right, in your marketing. Well, you know, when you're promoting a charitable gift annuity. What? What is that?
Oh my God! What's happening? What is happening?
What's happening?
What?
We're falling.
I believe.
Oh no! I think we're in the future, Tony. Tony, we're in the future, because you know you have a lot more gray hair, but thankfully you still have a lot of hair. I didn't think that was possible that we could come to the future.
You have fallen into a time tunnel. It's June 24th. 2045.
2045. Claire, that makes me 83.
And that makes me 37.
I don't I don't feel a day over 81, and your hair is still blonde.
Well, that's because in the future they have a magic stick that you just wave over your head and you have beautiful golden highlights and deep, rich base color. It's fabulous.
Hello and welcome to Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. It's our 1,450th show, and I'm your aptly named host. Oh, I'm glad you're with me. I'd be stricken with benign prostatic hyperplasia if... Oh, wait a minute. I am stricken with benign prostatic hyperplasia, BPH. I got it. It doesn't matter whether you listen. I've got it. So let's leave the diseases alone. It's our 1,450th show, and I'm glad Claire Meyerhoff is my co-host today. God, Claire, your hair looks great.
Thanks so much. And you know, Tony, I got to the studio a little bit late because, you know, Amtrak's bullet train was delayed. It took me 20 minutes to get here, to get to New York City from D.C. Can you believe that?
I know. 20 minutes. That's incredible.
It's incredible.
Ridiculous. What, there's no way to run
I'm going to call Joe Biden's great grandson.
But that's okay. We are hosted by Google Mind Warp, of course. So now time is meaningless.
That's great. I love that.
So let's get started. We're talking about how 18 million nonprofits can stay relevant now that poverty has been eradicated, universal higher education is free, global warming has been solved, and then, amazing, global cooling was headed off. The Palin panels eliminated all disease. Turns out Sarah was much smarter than people gave her credit for. It's so sad that she died in that tragic ego explosion. And all our historical sites are funded by the Trump Foundation for old buildings I haven't torn down yet.
And you know what? All the homeless dogs and cats have homes. Every child can read.
When what is it that, Trump was elected president?
I don't know. I was around like your 400th show.
It was sometime around there. I think it was. Was he before or after that first black president? What was his name?
I think his name was Obama. Not President Sasha Obama. President Barack Obama.
That was Obama.
Father.
The first one, Obama Sr.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
And then it was Sasha. Came a few after him.
And who was the president before that?
And then I think it was Trump. Well, Trump was somewhere in there before
him. Oh, yeah. President Donald Trump. Very short-term president. He didn't even last one term.
That guy was whacked.
Impeached.
I mean, converting the Lincoln bedroom to a casino.
I know. And, you know, it was amazing because I remember at the Republican National Convention that year, he came out to announce his vice presidential choice. And he was like, oh, OK, all you idiots, I got news for you. I'm going to tell you who my vice presidential candidate's going to be. He's going to do amazing things. He's going to kick Congress in the butt. He's going to be fantastic. Here he is. I'd like to announce my choice for vice president of the United States, Mr. Gary Busey. Remember that? Oh, my God.
I do remember.
I couldn't believe it.
Yes. I remember. Yes,
oh,
Busey
the
was his vice president.
The world has come to an end. Oh, God.
I forgot all about that, but
the
yes.
Trump presidency.
And then he fired him on Inauguration Day.
I know. That was great. You're fired.
Right after the
inauguration. You're fired.
Like, the inauguration is like noon. By 12:15, the guy was fired.
Yeah, and you know, Trump did all these other things too. Like, remember there were the hearings, the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings for that Supreme Court justice, and they were asking him a lot of questions, and I thought, "Oh, this guy is never going to get confirmed." But then, you know, Supreme Court Justice Meatloaf did a great thing. He started singing Paradise by the Dashboard Light. And then Senator Elizabeth Warren, remember, she like got in Meatloaf's lap and they did the duet. You know, I want
that
you.
That was classic. Yeah. I mean, no, that's a different song. But Paradise by the Dashboard Light. That's a cool one.
That's a great
song.
And
yeah, so they were singing. Yes.
You know, Trump really, you know, when it comes to nonprofits, especially, like, you know, he just wrecked things, didn't he? And he also wrecked a lot of our beautiful national landmarks.
Well, give the guy credit. We have that water slide going down the Grand Canyon.
Right, the Trump water slide at the Grand Canyon Auto Park. Cool. And he did get his face put on Mount Rushmore, although they have chiseled it off. So that was good. I gave $10 to that on GoFundMe.
remove the fifth face.
Yeah, remove the fifth. Remember it? The billboards, remove the fifth face. Yes. Go to GoFundMe.com. $10, all my friends. I put it on Facebook. Remember Facebook?
I know. So
sad. I know.
Sad.
And sometimes you get into these like dramas with people from high school where people like criticize you. It was terrible. I'm glad now we don't need Facebook.
I know.
Because we have that mental telepathy thing where we all just know what everybody else is thinking.
It was cool for a run. I mean, it brought people together. You know,
I
deserve whatever that guy's name was. I can't remember. But, you know, he made a lot of money. But it just didn't last. I mean, the advertising took over and people just obviously migrated away.
Yeah. And now we have the mind meld. And so we just like, I just think something like, Tony's going to take us out to lunch. And then it happens. I don't have to put it on Facebook like, hey, maybe Tony will take us to lunch. I just think it.
Remember that? Remember that Trump presidential library with the swim up bar and the sauna.
Yeah.
And he had the follicle transplant center in the presidential library. Remember?
Yeah. And you know what? This is the first thing I remember about Trump that really affected nonprofits, because a lot of my clients really got mad. So he came up with that whole directory of like best practices for nonprofits, and he said, and I remember him being on TV. He was announcing it. And he goes, yeah, you know, so this is the number one thing. I think you should all fire your development directors and hire showgirls. that would be best practice. You'd raise more money that way. If you had the showgirls as development people. Are we leaving the future?
I think we're headed back.
We're headed back.
Oh my God!
Wow! And you know, we learned so much. We learned about when we went to the future. We learned about the past. We learned what happened when. Oh no.
No,
was that right?
That's gotta be. No,
that can't be right.
That can't be.
That had to have been like the. Mushrooms.
I don't think so. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Or the crystals.
But that was a cool. Look at the future. Don't you think?
No,
was that cool?
Amazing. Loved it.
Things are going to be good in the future.
They are. So what do we got? What do we have now in the real world?
I think now back in show 250. Let's go to a lot more coming up. But I have to spend a little time. Talking about Pursuant, but we have other stuff coming up. Gene Takagi is going to be calling in. That Work Week Hustle is coming. But I have to shout out our brand new sponsor.
Oh, a new sponsor?
Pursuant, absolutely. Full service fundraising agency, Pursuant. They are data-driven, technology-driven. I had the chance to talk to their CEO, Trent. This guy has a deep background in fundraising, and he understands the challenges of small organizations. They're going to be a perfect sponsor for Nonprofit Radio. They have tons of web tools, and they also do on-site capital campaign consulting. So if you go to Pursuant.com, it's amazing. Just pull down what we do on the site, and you'll see everything from, like I said, capital campaign counsel to media and data services. They are full spectrum, and I feel like that makes them perfect for Nonprofit Radio, small and mid-sized nonprofits, because you just use what you need, and then as you grow, there's more available to you. And there is an excellent way to get to know them coming up. They are going to be hosting a free webinar, 4 Keys to Optimizing Donor Engagement. And I put together a short link for them. So if you want to check out that webinar, go to tony.ma/newpursuant, no caps, tony.ma/newpursuant. The webinar is on Tuesday, July 28th, 1 to 2 Eastern. And I know that this one is short notice. And for our affiliates, you know, it's passed by the time you've heard it. I understand that. But there are going to be others, lots of others, because Pursuant is really generous about sharing their intelligence. They really are. So in the meantime, check out Pursuant.com. Look at everything they do. And if you can make that 728 webinar on optimizing donor engagement, it's at tony.ma/newpursuant. And Pursuant, thanks so much for sponsoring Nonprofit Radio. Really grateful. I have to say thank you. I just have to spend my Tony's Take Two saying thank you to everybody who is such a terrific supporter of the show, whether you're getting my email alerts in your inbox every week, or you're listening live, like lots of people do so regularly, or listening from one of our affiliate stations throughout the country, or the podcast. You know, however it is you're supporting the show, spreading the word on Twitter, Facebook. So grateful, really. 250 shows, 5 years. There's no way we'd be where we are if there wasn't just tremendous support for Nonprofit Radio. So I'm so glad that it brings value to small and mid-sized shops. I always have you in mind when I'm thinking about guests, when I'm putting together the show. Trust me, small and mid-sized shops, first and last. That's who's on my mind. So I want to thank all of you for all that support. 5 years worth. Thank you so much. And that is Tony's Take Two for Friday, 24th of July. Sorry. Yeah, 24th of July and 29th show of the year. We got Gene Takagi. Gene Takagi's on the line. Gene Takagi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Tony. Congratulations on 250.
Oh, thank you so, so much. Gene is our longest running contributor to Nonprofit Radio. He edits the very popular law nonprofit lawblog.com, and he's the principal attorney at NEO, the Nonprofit and Exempt Organizations Law Group in San Francisco. And on Twitter, he's at GTAC. Gene, you have been with me since July 27th, 2011. Longest running contributor.
That's fantastic, Tony. The time, where's the time gone?
It's incredible. 4 years every month. I'm just so grateful. You know, we the first topic we covered together was, so you want to start a nonprofit, which seemed like a logical place to start. Yeah, I mean, you know, just thank you so much, Gene, for taking time to prepare every week and for being with me, with us every single week.
Every single month, Tony.
Every month, that's right. Every month.
Yeah,
I do it every
week. Feel free to invite me more often.
Okay. Thank you. What's going on there at NEO? What are your clients concerned about?
Well, there are a few things going on. One of the things that we're really excited about is that BoardSource has listed advocacy as a key board responsibility earlier this week. They just updated their seminal book on responsibilities of nonprofit boards, and for the first time, advocacy became a key board responsibility, and we think that's just great. So that's one big thing.
Advocacy. Okay, we've talked about that lots of times, and Maria Semple and I have talked about boards being advocates, right, Maria?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Being friend raisers, advocates out in the community. Maria, you and I have talked about that a lot.
Yeah, online ambassadors, right? Yeah, absolutely. They're your... they should be at least your biggest and best, right?
What else, Gene?
Yeah,
how about? Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to concur with both of you on that. And apart from the fundraising and fundraising, there's some serious issues that might affect all nonprofits. And we've been kind of leading some advocacy efforts on that, both on the state level for us with Cal Nonprofits, and on the national level with the National Council of Nonprofits and some others. As well, and then some of those provisions are like the charitable deduction provisions that our Congress is looking at right now, and where those are going. There's charitable registration requirements that are being promulgated by the state that are becoming a little bit more scary for nonprofits. If some of these things go through, it would be like if you fail to, you know, if you miss a filing and you continue to operate, we might hold your board members liable for continuing to operate during that suspension period. All sorts of scary things happening that nonprofits have a chance to push back on. And when you've got board members and others, you know, who are willing to advocate on your behalf, beneficiaries that you're serving, it can really make a difference.
Okay. So there's going to be a lot for us to be talking about in the coming months.
As always.
Okay. All right, Gene. I want to thank you very much. Thanks so much for being part of the 250th, and so, you know, such a long running history. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of the show.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Gene. Thanks a lot. Maria, let's spend a couple minutes on a couple more of your tips for prospect research.
Okay, good. So this tip has to do with visiting your local library. You'll remember I'm a huge proponent of our local
libraries. Yep.
And so one of the online databases that I really love at the library is called Reference USA. So I really wanted to bring that back as a reminder for everyone, because it's a source that will allow you to really find business owners in the community, find businesses themselves in the community, and you can get as focused as looking for them within a specific zip code. You can open it up to a countywide search, a statewide search. So it's really, I think it's a great way to do what I like to call that proactive prospecting. So if you're, you know, trying to get some new lists, maybe of people to send invitations to within specific industries, and invitations for maybe an upcoming walk or a gala or something that you're having, I think that that's a really terrific resource.
Cool, great one. Reference USA.
Yep.
ReferenceUSA.com?
Well, if you go to ReferenceUSA.com, it is a fee-based resource.
Okay.
But many, many libraries will carry it, usually accessible right using your barcode on your library card. You can access it for free. So, you know, in keeping with our free theme.
Of course. I know you love the libraries. Yeah. What else? Yeah. What else is on your list?
I'm always a fan of also giving LinkedIn some love. Wanted to remind everyone to go to nonprofits.linkedin.com, because they've got tons of great resources for you on that site, and you can do a lot of proactive prospecting there as well. You get access to the fee-based version for free as a nonprofit. So I would really encourage you to take a look at nonprofits.linkedin.com, see what they have there, and take advantage of the proactive prospecting you can do.
I think one of the early times, if it wasn't the very first time I met you, was when you were doing a panel on LinkedIn for nonprofits years ago, like at the Westchester County AFP or
it
something
might have
like
been,
that.
Yeah,
there were a couple of you. Jerry Stengel was on.
Yes,
and
Mark.
That's right, exactly. Yep. Mark, help me, Mark Halpert. Thank you. That may have been, I don't know if that was the very first time.
No, it wasn't the first time we had met, but okay. I think we were, all three of us were on your show. You were taping from there.
Right,
and
right.
You were doing the show from there, and you did have us on, because we did co-present a panel together on the topic of LinkedIn. So.
Okay, and then we used it on the show.
Yep.
Cool, all right. We got just a minute or so left before we got to move to our next giveaway. We got a giveaway coming up.
Woo-hoo.
Claire Meyerhoff, you're on deck. What can you tell us in a minute, Maria?
Well, in another minute, I just want to remind everyone to make sure that you're finding out whatever your library has for free. Take advantage of all the different ways you can set up Google searches and really focusing them down so that you're getting the search results that matter to you. If you're only interested in where somebody is connected to a nonprofit, make sure you filter it down to include site colon.org, and then that'll just bring up the search results on a person's name where they're connected to a .org if you're trying to find out where they've donated or where they're spending their volunteer time.
Outstanding. Cool. Thank you very much. Let's give something away. This is going to Mac Pritchard, because he was so generous. He blogged his top social change podcasts and, don't you know, named Nonprofit Radio his number one. I love that.
That's awesome.
So Mac Pritchard, you are going to get a bag of Cura coffee.
With every cup of Cura, you join our effort to expand sustainable dental care to remote communities around the world. Cura Coffee. Frankly, they're just the best.
Yeah. Thank you, Claire Meyerhoff. They are. Because they're, like I said earlier, they're doing this dental care for their coffee-growing farmers. They had just done something in Nicaragua. They sent a dental team of 60 people to Nicaragua and opened 5 dental clinics while they were there. Incredible. They're walking the walk at Cura. We got a couple minutes to have a little chat time, but Sam says, "Oh, not too much time." Okay, then
That's the end of the chat. And let's go to a break. And coming up after the
Good
break.
Chat.
Coming up after the break. Yes, thank you, ladies. Thank you so much. coming up after the break, we got the Work Week Hustle Walking Challenge. Bobby D. Ellert's going to be joining us, and Adam Weinger. We're going to watch me wipe the floor with Adam Weinger. I hope, anyway. Stay with us.
Like what you're hearing on Nonprofit Radio? Tony's got more. On YouTube, you'll find clips from his stand-up comedy, TV spots, and exclusive interviews. Catch guests like Seth Godin, Craig Newmark, the founder of Craigslist, Mark Echo of Echo Enterprises, Charles Best from DonorsChoose.org, Aria Finger of DoSomething.org, and Naomi Levine from New York University's Hyman Center on Philanthropy. Tony tweets, too. He finds the best content from the most knowledgeable and interesting people in and around nonprofits to share on his stream. If you have valuable info, he wants to retweet you. During the show, you can join the conversation on Twitter using hashtag Nonprofit Radio. Twitter is an easy way to reach Tony. He's at Tony Martinetti, MARTIGNETTI. Remember, there's a G before the N. He hosts a podcast for the Chronicle of Philanthropy. Fundraising Fundamentals is a short, monthly show devoted to getting you over your fundraising hurdles. Just like Nonprofit Radio, Tony talks to leading thinkers, experts, and cool people with great ideas. As one fan said, Tony picks their brains and I don't have to leave my office. Fundraising Fundamentals was recently dubbed the most helpful nonprofit podcast you have ever heard. You can also join the conversation on Facebook, where you can ask questions before or after the show. The guests are there too. Get insider show alerts by email. Tony tells you who's on each week and always includes links so that you can contact guests directly. To sign up, visit the Facebook page or TonyMartinetti.com.
Welcome back to Big Nonprofit Ideas for the Other 95%. Joined in the studio with my co-host for today, our creative producer, Claire Meyerhoff, and also our monthly prospect research contributor, Maria Semple. Ladies, again, so glad you're with me. Thanks so
Great
much.
Great to be here.
All right, we're gonna do this Work Week Hustle Walking Challenge. We got Adam Weinger. You're on the line, right, Adam?
Hey, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Adam. Thanks for being with me. I want to remind everybody, Adam has been a guest on Nonprofit Radio from the Nonprofit Technology Conference. He was one of the speakers there in 2014. He and I talked about improving your matching gift program, and that was the April 25th, 2014 show. He's the CEO of Double the Donation. He's at 2X Donations on Twitter and doublethedonation.com. And when he was inspired by what he saw last week, because we had a show talking about walking and work in the same time, and he was inspired by that, I guess, to challenge me to a work week hustle. I do not know how many steps he walked this week. He does not know how many I walked. But we're going to find out, and we're going to see who takes the lead. So thanks for reaching out, Adam. That was cool.
Definitely. How has your walking been going this week?
I'm doing fine. Don't tease me now. I'm doing okay. I'm doing fine. And, of course, our prize, the winner gets a slice of New York City pizza, right? You're going to come up to New York and
absolutely,
and buy me a slice of pizza. I take mine with mushrooms and anchovies, please.
You can even have two slices if you win.
Okay, we'll see. If I win. Okay. Bobby D. Ellert, you with us there?
I am, Tony.
Thank you so much for joining us from Arizona. Bobby D. has also been a Nonprofit Radio guest. On February 27th, 2015, he and I talked about improving auctions and cash calls for your fundraising events. Bobby D. is the 2015 World Automobile Auctioneer Champion. That means he's number one champion in automobile auctioning. And he's the 2014 U.S. Bid Calling Champion. On Twitter, he's at call to auction, at call to auction. And you'll find his site, calltoauction.com. Thanks very much for being with us, Bobby D., on the 250th show.
Well, what a pleasure, Tony. I'm actually here at the Arizona chapter of AFP at their conference. I'm in a hotel room right now, so it's an honor to be at this conference and then to be a part of this celebration. So congratulations, Tony.
Oh, thank you very much. And Adam, I'm so glad you're part of the 250th show, too. Thank you. All right.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. All right. We're gonna increase the drama a little bit. We're going to play, we got some appropriate music. And then, now, Bobby D., I am going to... Okay, can we lower that a tad? Lower it a tad? Okay, Bobby D, I'm going to announce mine, my number first. So, Bobby, you want to go ahead?
Tony.
Well, what I want to do is I want to find out how many steps you have, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to call off the number of steps, and if you have that number of steps, just go ahead and say yes, and then I'll go up, and we're going to find out what your limit is. So we'll just go ahead and get started. Now, Tony, did you walk over 5,000 steps this week?
Oh, please, Bobby, you're insulting me. 5,000,
right,
of course.
All right, 5,000. Did you walk over 10,000 steps this week?
Way over 10.
All right, 10. How about 15? 15, did you walk over 15? 15, 15.
Way over, 15? Way over. Please, you're insulting me.
20. How about 30,000? Did you walk over 30,000?
I did do over 30. Come on, Bobby.
Oh, well, 35. How about 40,000?
There's my number. There's it. I got 40,186.
Woo!
All right, great job.
Thank you.
Walking Tony.
40,000.
Tony's fan club.
40,186. Okay.
Love Tony.
It's Adam's turn. Go ahead, Bobby D.
All right, now, Adam, we're going to go a little bit quicker, okay? So we're going to ask if you did 5,000.
Indeed, I did.
How about 10,000?
Yes, I did.
All right, 15, 20. How about 25,000? Did you go 30,000 steps?
I went over 30,000.
He's over 30. How about 35,000? What is that, a yes? How about 40,000?
Yeah.
How about 50,000?
No.
Okay, we're at 40,000. Did you get 41,000 steps?
I got 43,000.
Oh, my gosh. I think we're the winner.
Oh, I got screwed. I got screwed.
You just walked
Tony,
in the grocery store
the
like your wife
one more time.
What'd you say, Bobby D?
If you'd have taken the stairs Jeez. One more time,
man,
I think you could have beat him.
No, there's too many escalators in the city. I want the escalators shut down. And plus, when I'm walking upstairs, I do two at a time. I do double the step. Wait, Sam, turn off that crummy music.
You was robbed.
Turn that
you
music
was
off.
Robbed, Tony.
Stop the music.
You was robbed.
I'm serious. But when I go upstairs, I take two at a time. So you got to double my upstairs all the time. I do my steps twice at a time going up. All right.
No, right.
It was close, Tony. It was a valiant effort.
Adam Weinger. Okay. All right. I owe you. I got screwed. All right. No. All right. I'm not such a bad loser. All right, Adam.
Your favorite pizza place.
All right. My favorite. I'll take you to your favorite pizza place in New York City. Okay. We got to wrap it up. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Bobby D. Thank you, Adam.
Congrats, Tony.
I got to say, well, I lost, but congrats for the 250. I got you. Thanks. I got to thank. Thanks so much, Cura Coffee and Planned Giving Marketing for being our giveaway sponsors today. Claire Meyerhoff, thank you so much for being in the studio for 250.
It was wonderful to be here, and I can't wait to be here for the 300th show. Yeah.
Maria Semple, thank you so much.
Oh, great to be here as well. Thank you.
And Susan Chavez, thank you out there. You're in San Francisco. Thank you very much for your help, our social media manager with today's show. Thanks so much. Been great fun. Thanks, everybody, for getting us this far, 250 shows. I just love doing this show. I just love it. Next week, two NTC interviews from some smart speakers at NTC, that nonprofit technology conference I was at this past June. If you missed any part of today's show, how could you? How could you miss the 250th? Find it on TonyMartinetti.com. Pursuant, full-service fundraising, they're perfect for nonprofits just like yours. Data-driven, technology-driven, Pursuant.com. Welcome. Our creative producer is Claire Meyerhoff.
That's
Sam
me.
Leibowitz is the line producer. The show's social media is by Susan Chavez, SusanChavez.com.
Susan, thank you.
And this music is by Scotty Stein of Brooklyn.
Yeah, awesome. Scotty Stein in the house.
Be with me next week for Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Go out and be great.
Love your show, Woo-hoo! Babe.
Thank you. Show, babe.
What's not to love about nonprofit radio? Tony gets the best guests. Check this out from Seth Godin.
This is the first revolution since TV 1950 and Henry Ford 1920. It's the revolution of our lifetime.
Here's a smart, simple idea from Craigslist founder Craig Newmark.
Yeah, insights or in presentation or anything, people don't really need the fancy stuff. They need something which is simple and fast.
When's the best time to post on Facebook? Facebook's Andrew Noyes knows.
At traffic is at an all-time high around 9 a.m. or 8 p.m. So that's when you should be posting your most meaningful posts.
Here's Aria Finger,
COO of DoSomething.org.
Young people are not going to be involved in social change if it's boring and they don't see the impact of what they're doing. So you got to make it fun and applicable to these young people, because otherwise a 15 and 16-year-old, they have better things to do. They have Xbox, they have TV, they have their cell phones.
Ami Dar is the founder of Idealist.
It took 2 or 3 years for foundation staff to sort of deign to add an email address to their card. Yes. It was like, it was phone. This email thing is weird. And plus, why should I give it away?
Charles Best founded DonorsChoose.org.
Somehow they've gotten in touch, kind of offline, as it were.
Yeah.
And they'll do exchanges of brownies and visits and physical gifts.
Mark Echo is the founder and CEO of Echo Enterprises. You may be wearing his hoodies and shirts. Tony talked to him.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big believer that it's not what you make in life. It's you know, it's how you make people feel.
This is public radio host Majora Carter.
Innovation is in the power of understanding that you don't just, you know, you just put money on a situation and expect it to heal. You put money on a situation and invest it and expect it to grow.
And savvy advice for success from Eric Saperstein.
What separates those who achieve from those who do not is in direct proportion to one's ability to ask others for help.
The smartest experts and leading thinkers are on Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%.